I'm Brenda Newbern with VisiCape, here with a weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. We're kicking off African American History Month, and Cape has a trove of historical sites to check out. If you've seen the recent movie Green Book, you likely know its title comes from the name of a guidebook that lists hotels, restaurants, and private homes where African American travelers could stay during the Jim Crow era. Cape Girardeau has its own section in the Green Book, where three homes listed at locations on Frederick, Hanover, and North Street. The home at North Hanover is still standing today. Discover the sites that played a role in shaping local history with Visit Cape's African American History Driving Tour. You'll delve into the story of James and his wife, Harriet Ivers, former slaves. James joined the Union cause during the Civil War. You'll also see churches built by members of their congregations and learn how the Brown versus Board of Education ruling impacted schools in Cape Girardeau. The tour brochure is available at the Visit Cape office, or you can download it from visitcape.com. Since it is self-guided, there are no set times to take the tour, and you can move at your own pace. If you happen to see an unusual streak across the sky this week, it just might be Superman heading to the Superheroes Have a Heart for Kids fundraiser luncheon. On Thursday, February 7th, at the Drury Plaza Conference Center, lunch will be served at 11:30, followed by a silent auction. Learn more about this and other happenings in Cape Girardeau by checking out visitcape.com/events. I'm Brenda Newbern, and thanks for joining me for All About Cape.